Ranch and Oral History Program, tape 80-4, side 2.
Guy went around with Frenchie.
No, 6 foot at least. 6'1".
Tell John Shive, Popolowski, Norm Knuckles. This fourth guy was a little guy.
There's another guy too. He was running around with you guys. Seemed like he had a Dutch name. It wasn't Van though. But I knew he named Van.
Vanderway. Wasn't that his name? Yeah. He had some air problems anyway.
Was it hairier, different, or what after Ted? Was there a noticeable change in as far as
the was? The only thing that bothered me about Ted was he didn't get any damn sleep at night.
Yeah, right. That's my opinion.
I mean, fools would wake you up at midnight every night. You know how it went. You had to go to bed at 8 o'clock to get up at 3:30. And then when they...
Oh, well, there for a while, we couldn't even sleep till 10 o'clock. Huh? Seems like I spent more time with the damn radio. You know, they had that radio station you could tune into.
Were
you... That goddamn bunker, listen to that, didn't
they? Were you there when they burned down our hooch?
Oh, yeah.
Hooches?
Where'd you move after they got the hooch?
We all went over to...
My hooch didn't get burned.
A gym or something for a while. Where was that?
I don't remember where they...
It was a great big barrack. I mean, like a gym, and they just set up a bunch of bunks in there. And then we got some bunks from the facts or somebody.
Yeah.
And they let us have those.
Didn't some of the guys stay over in that real nice fighter area on the other side over there?
No, well, that was good. That's a mistake I think we made. One time, you were there, they asked us if we wanted to go into that fighter. We didn't want to go.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We wanted to stay off by ourselves and be independent.
That, in my opinion, was a mistake after I saw that area and how things went after you left. Because they were air-conditioned rooms. They had everything. Mm-hmm. We made a mistake there when we went.
Yeah.
Because I remember they were talking
my,
about...
Only serious pitch the whole time was there when I first got there. That's miserable. Fucking place to live. You know, you couldn't even take a nap in the afternoon. You know, you lay down and just...
Which is
mud.
So hot.
Yeah.
See, when we first had... We built that field-grade hooch.
Field-grade hooch. We got the two air conditioners.
Like you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Four or five guys have one.
We insulated it with flare boxes and a sheet that we stole off the Army. And then use blow torches to burn the green so they look nice.
But you ought to see how those flare boxes burn.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
They are not out of very good insulation. It might be for heat and cold, but they sure burn. They melt, you know, they're plastic and they melt. And these damn drops of this stuff were being thrown all over.
Just letting it ring until you get there.
Yeah, that must have been spectacular when I got that song again. And when I heard about it, I wondered what happened. Because when I left, everybody had a tape deck, and everybody's tape deck was hooked up to everybody else's because everybody's copying everybody's reels. And I thought, man, all those tapes sitting there running like a son of a gun and burning up.
Everything got burned up. I went in and grabbed...
Remember, we had a hooch fund to help pay for the goodies and the... In the little lounge we fixed up and all that. Yeah, oh yeah.
That all got all the refrigerators got burned. Everything was just completely wrecked. The whole place.
So that was one of the reasons we didn't want to move. We had that thing fixed up so nice. And
you know where the latrine was right next to us?
Yeah.
The hooch right next to us. One night they dropped a 122-millimeter rocket about 8 feet in front of the opposite door from our reach.
Yeah.
And that goddamn shockwave come tearing through, blew out the door, all three of the doors, including our door, came right down through the center of the latrine reach.
Good Lord.
And it drilled a hole, hell, it must have been 5 foot deep. Right about 8 foot from the door. And it blew the whole damn thing down. I got a bunch of pictures. And those 122s, you know, the case itself was, I don't know, pictures I've seen, I'm guessing maybe 5 foot long. And the warhead was only a foot. The propellant was in the back case, and it burned out. That back case was all serrated into little diamonds.
So
when it blew up,
shrapnel
went everywhere. Jesus, they went. I got some pictures of those hooches.
Can you imagine if somebody had been in there on the job? That'd probably have been the best move they had all year. Cleaned them out in one swoop.
That was the worst part, I think, for everybody.
Just not getting sleep.
You couldn't get any damn sleep. If you come back, you know you're back at noon, and then you go have a few drinks and go eat. And 7 or 8 o'clock, you try and get some sleep. And you just get asleep, and those damn sirens would go off, and it was, either mortars or 122s is going to sail now. And they made enough noise so the one went off anywhere on the base, you could hear the damn thing. And then get your nerves unjangled. Took another hour before you go back to sleep, and then it was time to get up again.
What was getting the most hits, the personnel area or the flight line?
Well, I don't know. One time, the night they burned the ranch down, it looked to me like they were looking for that area.
They were trying for the hooches.
Because everything went in there, mortars and 122s, everything. Right into the hooch area. And they dropped one on the side of a, you know where the chapel was?
Yeah.
There was a bomb shelter over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they dropped one right on the door of that one, and I think they killed something like 74 people or something.
Wow.
You might check with somebody else. There was a bunch. More people got killed in that one whack that were in that shelter. You know how everybody put planking, another sandbag, and then the new crew would come in, they'd put another layer of planking and another sandbag. When they hit that thing, the whole thing apparently collapsed right on everybody in there. And most of them got killed from the weight of the sand and everything else.
Sandbags hit them.
Mm. There's a pretty lady up.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Yeah.
Feel alive this morning?
Yeah. I slept good. I needed that sleep.
Did the food stick with you?
From last night? No. We just went out and got us some breakfast.
Oh, I got to go.